Some Republicans went into last night's session saying that senators would have to make serious cuts to the budget before they'd support the plan. The governor says luckily that didn't happen.
This was all a lot of smoke and mirrors and a lot of little accounting gimmicks and a lot of little games that they played last night, all designed to see what can we do to get one person's vote or another person's vote just to get this budget passed. The reason this budget didn't pass with overwhelming support is because everybody knows they didn't do their work and they didn't do it very well.
The plan cleared the Senate by only one vote, with two Republicans joining all 14 Democrats in voting against it. The budget senators passed would cut all state agencies by about 5% over the next year. In dollar amounts, that would hit the University of Wisconsin system the hardest. The state would save about $100 million from the move, but most of it would be dumped back into a fund controlled by the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. Lawmakers there could divvy it up as they see fit. Senators also passed spending caps for the new revenue state government collects, but they left themselves an out should they want to scrap the limits in the future, and they voted to offer a tax break to parents of kids in private schools and to families that homeschool. Doyle says that ignores kids in the public school system.
In the middle of the night, without any discussion with anybody, without any public notice, public hearing, you give tax breaks supposedly to homeschoolers at a time when you are cutting public education in this state by $400 million. That's not very good public policy.
The state would still increase school spending by about $450 million under the Republican budget. As he said in the past, Doyle promised to use his broad veto powers to make sure the budget protects his priorities. He won't say whether that means he'll reject the entire document. State Assembly lawmakers still need to agree with the changes the Senate made to the budget before it heads to the governor's desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.